Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show as we start to wind things down on this Tuesday, July 1st, 2025. I will not be here tomorrow. I will be at a memorial service for my good friend of 22 years, Garth, passed away on Friday, way too early. And I've been trying to get a grasp around it. I was just speaking to him that day. We were supposed to have an event at his house on Saturday, a bunch of us. And he's not here. And I've been trying to come to grips with this pretty much all weekend into today. And the family's having a memorial service tomorrow evening at Montage Mountain, where I expect a huge turnout. If you know Garth and in the community, a lot of you do, and I know a lot of you from my social media posts have interacted and have reached out, and I appreciate that. There's a big portion of NEPA that's hurting right now. And tomorrow we're going to celebrate his life, because that's what he would want, and that's what his family wants, and that's what we're going to do. And my family will be there, and his family and friends from far and near. Garth, the special person. And when I say I'm a better man, I'm a better father, I'm a better husband, a better American because of him, I truly mean that. That's the type of person Garth was. Garth was a West Point U.S. Military Academy graduate, played football for Army while he was there, served in the Green Beret Special Forces, patriot, family person, family man, father, two loving children who grew up with my kids, who are just outstanding, beautiful, outstanding wife that my wife works with in her gym. And it's just kind of getting a grasp. And since it's happened, I literally talked to him hours before he was no longer with us. And I've kind of heard his voice in my head since. And I've tried to is it him talking to me? Is it just my head trying to wrap itself around, I won't have my friend? Apologize. But the celebration is, I'm better because of him. A lot of us are. Anyone who knew him was. He didn't call you by your name or, hey, you, bud, my friend. Every time. Happy to see you, my friend. And you could meet him once or twice, or you could know him for 22 years or 45 years. And you were his friend. And he let you know it with a big hug every time he saw you. And if he saw you an hour later, you got another hug. And he gave you a hug before you said goodbye. Told you how much you meant to him every time you saw him. And taught me to do that myself. So it's part of life, I get. I can confidently say that there's a whole lot of better people on this earth because they knew him, and he will not be forgotten. So tomorrow I will not be here. I will be at this memorial service, and I threw around the idea maybe coming in, because the memorial service starts at 4, and I was going to come in and maybe do an hour of the show, because I didn't want to shortchange you either. You're my family and friends as well. But I just knew my mind wouldn't be here. And with my family there and getting ready to do this, I figured that my right place was there. Family first, right? And this is part of that. So it's, we will not be here tomorrow. But if you are attending the memorial service up at Montage, if you knew Garth, and if you were a part of his life, I'm sure it'll mean a lot for you to be there and be part of the celebration, because that's what it's going to be. I've been in a talk with a lot of people from here, and it's going to be a celebration of his life. Yeah, there'll be tears. Yeah, there'll be hugs. There'll be some laughter, no doubt. But Thursday, right now, I just heard the weather report. I was looking at weather. We're planning on doing the show live from Scrantastic, so if you're going to be around the Scrantastic Spectacular, I think it kicks off at 4 o'clock, and you have the full Philharmonic. There's going to be food trucks and vendors and music bands on the side stage. The full Philharmonic, usually it's just half of them, is going to be there. That's always a great time. We'll be set up down there. The other stations here will be set up to broadcast live. The weather looked iffy. Now it looks like it's going to be more later in the evening, so 3 to 6, if it looks like I can get the show in down there without any weather issues. We're going to have a special time down there. 4th of July week, that show, usually it's the day before, so 3rd of July. We've done some good stuff in the past and expect nothing less this time around. So we're going to have a good time. It's going to be a patriotic show, and we're going to bring it to you live from Courthouse Square in Scrantastic. So come down, say hello, see me there, and let's celebrate America and be an American, because there are people like my friend Garth. There are people like a lot of your children out there that you text about who are in our military. You or our veterans who are dealing with issues today or have served our country. You know, America's the greatest place in the world because of people like you and them. You know, people like our patriots who have done so much for our nation and have sacrificed because of that, because they truly have. They truly have sacrificed, and they continue to. We are still at some of the most active times in our military. You know, they might say that we have no ongoing military things happening, but we do, and we always do. You may not know about them. I may not know about them, but right now, right this second, there are thousands of American servicemen and women in harm's way right now, are in active situations right now. We tend to not take it for granted, but kind of go on with our lives. And that's part of the beautiful thing that's called America, this volunteer army, this volunteer military we have, to where they're out there doing that. They're out there training for those things right now. You know, like I said, Garth was a mentor to all three of my children. Matter of fact, he wrote a letter of recommendation for both my son and my daughter for their service academy packages. And they all took it about as good as I'm taking it. You know, it's my daughter who is in the field with the Marine Corps right now, who will not be able to attend because it's range week, and any of you Marines know what that means. Basically, you're hiking a 40-pound pack, your full gear and your weapon, a few miles to the range, and then having to qualify with it and do all sorts of fun physical stuff, and then pack it all up and bring it all home. Again, with your ammo and everything else. So because of that, she was not able to attend. But the rest of my family will be there, as well as I'm expecting, you know, a very large crowd. Garth was a loved person, and again, just a special type. And when I say I have never met a more positive person in my life, that is that's Garth. That was my friend. So I appreciate, obviously, some of you on the text line have known him. And if not, you've heard stories. And if not, you will, or you just did from me. So, again, this is going to be, you know, I may sound sad. I may say down, because I am. But make no mistake that we're going to celebrate his life tomorrow and on as we move on. But it's interesting. I can hear him again in my head over and over again. You know, hey, my friend. You know, because that's what he said every time on the phone, in a text message, or in person. And it was always followed by a big hug, regardless of where you were and regardless if he saw you an hour before somewhere else. You got a new hug when you saw him. So they don't make people like that anymore who take that time to personalize it and make you know that you were their friend. You were special to them. And you meant something to them. And they were glad, truly and honestly glad that you were part of their life. And let it be known. Let it be said. How many of us don't let that be said? How many of that let us just move on? How many of us don't give that hug? How many of us don't tell the ones around us how special they are? And hopefully, that's a lesson now that more people know from having known Garth. So I appreciate you dealing with me ramble on at the end of the show here. But again, it's going to be a celebration. I just want to let you know that I won't be here tomorrow. We'll be playing I believe we're playing Friday's show when I did the dedication to Garth. I figure that was fitting since we'll be honoring him tomorrow. Again, we'll be broadcasting live from Scrantastic down there, the birth of our nation, celebration for our area. Scrantastic is a beautiful time. Make sure you come down there and check it out. It's 5:56 here at WILK. We'll be back to close out the show in just a minute.